Good evening, and welcome to the house of the Lord. My brothers and I welcome you tonight. Look forward to this next hour together. It's a beautiful day today. I hope that you've had an opportunity to enjoy it. Beautiful sunshine and warm. And the presence of the Lord is all about us. And we know that He's here. We've already experienced His presence as we've met together back in the back room, knowing that the Lord is ever present and knows of each of our needs, and welcome you to the house of the Lord. I want to read to you, the world's been kind of crazy for this last year. We've been pinned up, and it's so nice to be able to get out. Some of us have been vaccinated. Some of us are afraid to be vaccinated. It's just crazy. And I've had both shots, so I'm clean. Maybe. That's how it is. But I've been blessed, and the Lord blesses each of us as we come to Him. Tonight I want to read to you from section Doctrine and Covenants. Amongst all of this, you have to kind of remind yourself, and reaffirm yourself that everything is, the Lord is still in control, and don't worry about it. So the call to worship tonight comes from section 2 of the Doctrine and Covenants. The works and the designs and the purposes of God cannot be frustrated, neither can they come to naught, for God does not walk in crooked paths, neither does He turn from the right nor to the left. Neither does He vary from that which He has said. Therefore, His paths are straight, and His course is one eternal round. Remember that it's not the work of God that is frustrated, but the work of men. Now, we'll continue our service tonight with the use of hymn number 129.
God, the eternal Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this beautiful day you've provided for us, this beautiful opportunity to come together again as saints of the Most High, seeking and desiring those things that are right and just and true, seeking that light that only comes from above. And we would ask that you would give those words and wisdom to our brother who will bring the spoken word this night, that his words will inspire and strengthen and guide and direct us throughout the rest of this week to come, that we might be those beacons upon a hill, that light that's supposed to shine forth, that many will ask us, what is the reason for your joy and your happiness? Why are you different than everybody else? And Father, I know that you will help provide that answer and show unto others that this is the true and living church of the Most High God. And it is your purposes that are about to be accomplished upon this earth, that your will be done in our days to come, and our your kingdom will come down from heaven and visit with the church of the firstborn. And as it says in the scriptures, we will fall upon their necks and kiss them, and they will fall upon ours and kiss us. For we truly look forward to the day that we can claim that rightful, joyous purpose of thy kingdom here on earth, that we might be a small part, a small cog in the wheel of joy and happiness that comes from the kingdom of God. And it is in the name of thy most precious and blessed Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray this tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your many blessings and mercy. And I ask it in your name, even so. Amen.
Good evening. I have two scriptures prepared from 1 John 4, 7, and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And from Matthew 22, 35 through 38. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto them, thou shalt have love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind. For this is the great first commandment. And the second commandment is unlike to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Good evening. It's always great to be in the house of the Lord. No matter how bad your day's going, it's always good if you just get here, no matter what. Preparing for tonight, I was led to the love of God and to love like Jesus. This morning, Brad talked about happiness from God and his plan for us is to have joy. The only way to be happy is to have joy and the joy of Jesus. The world tells us that I'll be happy when I have, you can almost plug it in, new car, new job, new clothes, new money. As parents, we have the opportunity to understand a little on how God loves us as His children, to feel how much joy the children can bring to us. I had Beth and Reagan had gone down to Mississippi to be with Courtney and the kids, and before they left, Reagan made me three signs, which made me think of the three Gospels. You know, I just home by myself, and you got time to think. The room's quiet. I took the dog too, by the way. She left me three signs. They all reminded me of how much she loved me. And where it touched me the most is when I thought about God leaving us signs, which brought me back to the three Gospels. Excuse me. In preparation for tonight, I was in the pastor's study, and Joe Williams came in, and he goes, what are you doing? He goes, you cramming? I said, yeah. And he goes, you're going to do great. He goes, I've prayed for you. And as sure as I'm standing here, the biggest gush of wind came over me. I'm 53 years old. I've been baptized. I've had great miracles in my life. I've never felt the flood of the Holy Spirit come over me. And it was love and it was joy. I think in its purest form. And the only words that came to my mind, and I said out loud, that's what it feels like. Like the songs that we sang when we were children. Jesus loved me, this I know. God surrounds us with His love every day. If we would stop just to look and to listen. Jesus shows us His love by inviting us to His eternal home in heaven. We are forgiven when we repent. God waits patiently for us to show up with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and the willingness to change our ways to His ways, and for His will to be done in our lives. He never gives up on us. Jesus told us a lot of parables. The parable that hits closest to home with me is the one about the prodigal son, which kind of goes back to my statement about us having everything. The world wants us to have everything now. And the prodigal son wanted all of his inheritance now, which we all know the story. He blew it and he came back to dad. His dad took him in, just like our Heavenly Father takes us in after we mess up. It was a real story of real love. And I think all of us, I know for myself, we've all been prodigal sons at one point in time and have gone astray. Jesus reminds us of this. We are loved unconditionally. We are all provided a home, no matter what we've done wrong, and we can be forgiven. Jesus watches us day and night. When one of us gets lost, Jesus goes and he finds us, and he brings us back into fold. From Luke 15, 4 and 7, what a man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, doeth not leave the 99 and go into the wilderness, after which is lost, until he find it. And when he have found it, he lay it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, and said unto them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep, which was lost. And I say unto you, likewise, joy shall be in the heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than the 99 just persons who need no repentance. I think of us learning to obey. When Reagan was small, I was probably watching some type of game on the TV. Could have been a TV show, but it's probably a game. Pretty much gets all my attention, which I'm working on. And she said, Daddy, it might have been Dada, I can't remember when that switched. She said, Daddy, she goes, look at me. I said, yeah, Reagan, I'm looking at you. She goes, no, Daddy, look at me. I said, Reagan, what do you want? Daddy, look at me. And she came over to me and she grabbed my cheeks and she turned me right to her face. She goes, now you're looking at me. And apparently she had something important today to say, but I don't remember that, but I remember her getting my attention. And I think of our Heavenly Father getting our attention. What things in our lives has He reached out to get your attention? Jesus fights for us, just like the shepherd fights off the wolves from the sheep. In Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God didn't create us to be alone. He created us to fellowship with others. As the good shepherd, he makes sure that no one wanders off out of his presence. He takes his hook or his shepherd's staff and makes sure that no one wanders off. And he will pull that sheep back in. He cares for us, his sheep. Through our dark nights, he keeps us sheltered from the storms. Jesus is with us in the darkest places, patiently awaiting to reach out to him, which is true love. Jesus spent time with the sinners and the sick. He ate and he drank with those that no one else would dare come close to. His love brings healing, broken heart, and the sick. Jesus visited the poor, the widows, the orphans. Jesus lived to serve all. He brought and brings hope to all that will receive him. Jesus loves us by changing our hearts. Even at the cross, Jesus showed us love by saying, and I think about what he went to on the cross with, that they had beaten him. And they'd had the trials at night. He had to have been absolutely exhausted. And they put him on that cross. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus also showed us love on the cross by honoring his parents. Now, Joseph was already gone, but Mary was at the foot of the cross. And in John 19, 26 and 27, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple, John, standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her unto his own home. Now, in the course of studying that, I come to find out some little facts that I didn't know about that situation. You think, you know, Jesus, I think, had four brothers and two sisters, and why are you giving your mother to John and have him take care of them? And my conclusion I came up with is they weren't believers. They weren't Christians. They didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And it might have been if anybody's got siblings, it could have been a sibling rivalry, some jealousy. Maybe Jesus couldn't be that great. And then after the cross, they found out that he was. And James was one of those brothers that wrote the book of James. Jesus promised his disciples that he would comfort them with the Holy Spirit. And the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. In 1 John 5:7. When we pray in Jesus' name, we are in his presence. We enter his throne room of prayer because of the blood of Jesus. Jesus will show us a better way to live, and he will give us all the tools, strategies, wisdoms, discernment to do so by giving us the fruit of the Spirit. And as I looked at the fruit of the Spirit, the first one is love. And the second one is joy. And I just thought Brad couldn't have known that today. But it's funny how our messages cross each other. Our goal is to live like Jesus and to be humble, grateful, kind, and with charity. Righteousness. Remember the sacrifice and suffering Jesus died for us so we can have eternal life. The only way to heaven is through Jesus. We have to take upon his name, be a Christian, be baptized, have charity, which is the pure love of Christ. In 1 John 4:9, in this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. We owe Jesus our lives. If the cross doesn't break your heart, nothing will. When I am tempted, I remember what Jesus did for me on the cross and what it cost him. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for the whole world. Jesus gave us all for each one of us. Jesus has provided the way for us to return to heaven and to live with our Heavenly Father. Jesus and his sacrifice provides hope and salvation. How do we show our love to our Heavenly Father? By obeying his commandments, with our time doing good works, sharing our talents, our monies, our worship. Yes, but what we need to do is share the good news of Jesus with others. We need to spread his gospel. Jesus gave his all, so we need to give our all. Yes, a lot of people know that about Christmas. They know about Easter. They know AD and they know BC. But we need to reach that person that doesn't know the full, complete story of Jesus Christ. It is only good news if we reach those people. And that we got to reach them in time before it's too late. If we don't share the good news about Jesus Christ going to the cross, it was a waste of his time. We must share it. Jesus is the one that runs your direction when the whole world walks away. Jesus was separated from God on the cross because he took on our sin. Jesus was left alone so we could be lifted up. Jesus was executed so we could be exonerated. His punishment paid for our mistakes. His humiliation leads to our liberation. He was abandoned for our adoption into God's family. He was rejected so we could be forgiven. I will close tonight with this final question. Has anyone learned about Jesus because of you?
We'll continue this evening with hymn number 444. 445, just one number off, 145. And thank you, Vida, for blessing us tonight. And thank you, Joe.
Father, which art in heaven, Lord, may all honor and glory be given unto Thee on this Thy Sabbath day, and as the saints have assembled here in this place, in Your house, today we have indeed shouted the tidings of salvation. We recognize, our Father, how it is that You have moved in our lives, and how it is that You, in Your great love for us, gave that precious gift of Your only begotten Son, that through Him we might have salvation. We honor You and we thank You for that precious gift, and for Christ Himself and His willingness to do His Father's will, and to be able to go to that cross, and to accept our own sins upon Himself, He who is without sin. Lord, as we close this day, as we close this service, I pray and ask a blessing upon Your people. Would You go with them into their homes? Would You give them the strength to share their testimony without hesitation when the moment arrives, and perhaps when Your Spirit touches them? Father, may we all truly be valiant in testimony, shouting those tidings to the earth around of the goodness and of the great love that You have for Your children, and of our Savior, who is in Jesus Christ, and it is in His name that I do pray and ask these things of Thee, even so. Amen.